101.3, it's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. Matt, and I know we've been hearing people, we want to get everything going again, and that's obviously going to be very difficult, but what are your thoughts on that?
You know, it is. I mean, I'm feeling that, you know, that that stir craziness too. But you know, it's important, obviously, that you know that we follow whatever guidelines you know the experts put out there, and clearly we've got a pretty good group of people around the around the country, different on the state level and the national level that are looking at all this more intelligently than we can. But but just you know what we've been talking to our clients about is just because we are hearing more about that, you know, whether it's just people saying we want to get back or really there is hope on the horizon. You know, I think it's that much more important right now to be prepping ourselves because, you know, again, we've all been feeling more stressed. We're all kind of doing a little bit less, you know, maybe exercising a little less, eating a little bit, you know, worse. And so it's so important to get our immune systems in the strongest place heading back into this because, you know, we don't want to see all of this just fly back off the handle again, right? We don't want to get back to normal.
No, we don't need a relapse.
A whole bunch more. Yeah. No. Yeah. So, you know, so I think one of the simplest things from a food perspective I'd love to encourage everybody to go towards is, you know, is probiotic-containing foods. So probiotic-containing foods are going to do so much good for your immune system. And when we're all, you know, coming off of, again, this place where we're, you know, maybe not eating the best, our digestive system's not so happy, we've got a few extra pounds or just that inflammation, all those things, you know, just slow your immune system down. Probiotic-rich food like a yogurt, a kefir, you know, certainly you can use a supplement if neither of those appeal or you just don't even know what those two food items are, and clearly people know what yogurt is, but kefir. So, you know, so things in this family will do so much good for priming and prepping your body. And again, you know, putting your immune system in the best place because we all have a responsibility right now in the way that we're trying to keep our distance and all that. But, you know, the other side of that is, to me, making sure we're taking great care of our bodies so we can get on the other side of this and be a healthier community, not one that's more susceptible to the next thing or reinfection.
All right. Dr. Matt on 101.3's Wellness Wednesday.